We're holding today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, and we're holding right smack bang in the middle of the daf. Shalach Rebchia Barovin, which is right in the middle line, the middle of the middle line. So Shalach Rebchia Barovin. Rebchia Barovin now sent the following halacha, that the halacha is Shema Arsim Tov Shlosha. You are allowed to accept Kedushin within 3 months of the death of husband. V'chein, and he's reporting that I've seen that osin maase, that the fact is, this is not the abstraction. I've seen people paskening this halacha lemaase. V'chein ayah Rabbi Elazar melamdenu mishum Rabbi Chanina Hagadol. There is no need even for shlosha chodashim, but rather rubo shel rishon, rubo shel shlishi v'emta ishalem. If you need to see whether a woman is pregnant, if you wait basically most of the first month, most of the third month, and the full middle month, so in other words, that means the middle month plus rov of 2 months, then you can also be certain that up until this point, you can be sure that she's not pregnant. But the question over here is this referring even to Nisuin? Some of the Achronim say that this is talking about Dafka in terms of Erisin. So since the and since the Erisin is only anyway a Gezerah Oto Nisuin, that there shouldn't be Nisuin because you need Shlosha Kadoshim complete. But as far as being Makel, that you probably would have seen the Uber, if you're talking about Erisin, that he learns is what we're talking about over here. We'll see also in the next case where we're Mater Erisin. Betoch Tish, on the day, that 90th day, that Stavka will see that Stavka talking about for Erisin, not for Nisuin, and so on. Now, this is the way the Yachronim learn. So, this is another Kula. On Meimar, Shari Learez, Yom Tishim. On Meimar said, okay, it's Mutter to accept Erisin on the 90th day from the death of the husband. You don't need 3 full months necessarily, the 90th day is okay. Omele Ravashila, Mema of Rav Shmuel, Dambert of Erzichalantim, Shlosh Chadoshim, Chutz Miyom Shem Etipo. Didn't Rav and Shmuel say that you need 3 full months, not including the first day? So, what do you mean the 90th day includes the day of the death? Chutz Miyom Shem Etarsabo, and not the day in which you would get the Erisin. So, you're saying you include the day of the death and the Erisin. So he told him, "Ahu that halacha of Rav and Shmuel is inyan menekes itmar. That is benogea, not the din of hafchana, but the din of making certain that she's not meneket chavero, because over there, Rav and Shmuel, Amar Tavara tzricha lahamtin esrim harba chodesh chutz miyom shenolad b'chutz miyom shenitasar bo. There, the halacha is that if a woman is nursing." So it requires allowing her 24 months. And that's what he's saying. Those 24 months are miyom liyom. And if you don't have that time, you can endanger the child. As the Gemara, but for Ahu, there was a person, when it was Makadesh, a woman who had been divorced or had been widowed, Yovat Sudate Rosin Biyom Tishim. There was a guy who made his Su'uda for the Kiddushin on the 90th day. He didn't wait till the next day. And Rava said, you could throw out the Su'uda Buster. Because you're not allowed to do this on today. So, Afsede Rav Lasudat, he canceled the wedding, basically. Even this was a wedding, obviously, only for Kiddushin, not for Nisuin. He says the Gemara, no, that's the whole point. That over there was talking about Sudat Nisuin Avai. It's not a Su'udah for Erisin, it was a full wedding. So, the guy was going to the Chuppah, to be Makel, to go to the Chuppah. That nobody was Makel on the actual day of Yom Tishu. Yilchata alokal ma'isa me'nekes, actually tzichlamti mesvim rabba chodesh, chutz miyom shenolad bo, chutz miyom shenitasar bo, just like Rav and Shmuel. And v'tzricha, also, when it comes to an almona, over there you need shlosha chodeshim complete, chutz miyom shenitasar bo, chutz miyom shenitasar bo, also b'inyan hafchana. So for both of these issues, you need to have the full amount of time, not like we said earlier. Now, the next thing we said in the Mishnah is that according to Rabbi Yossi, all women can be mitares, except we said chutz min almana min hanisuin, Fine, so over there you had a full nisuin, okay? That's different. Over there she should wait shloshim yom. And almona min hanisuin. Rav Chisda, isn't it a kal v'chomer to be matir erisin within shloshim yemei avilut, and not to say that there's a problem or because she's an almona of keeping avilut, just to do erisin? Ma b'mokam, let me ask you something. In a place where the avilut has a tremendous chumra, where is that? Benogea, let's say kibbutz, okay? Shasur l'chabez. Where, and we're going to see when this is, but in a place where there's a tremendous chumra that's asering kibbutz, nonetheless it says at that same time period, it's mutar la'areis. So makom in a place where the avelus is not so chumra, where it's mutar l'chabez. So isn't it for sure mutar la'areis? Now we're going to explain ourselves. What are we referring to? Mahi. What is this avelut that we're talking about? When is it aser kibbutz? And when is it mutar erisin that we're saying makes an obvious kal v'chomer? It's not. Shabbat shechal tish'a b'av betocha. During that week, the Tisha B'av actually falls out, asur l'saper l'chabez. It's aser now to take a haircut or to wash, but it's b'chamishim mutar mipnei kvod ha-shabbat. It's in order to come into Shabbos looking proper, so it's mutar to go ahead to take a haircut for Shabbos. Now, so that means the avelut during Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is very chomer, right?
What's the chamishi?
On Yom Chamishi, Thursday.
Tisha B'Av.
So you see that the avelut is very chomer during that week, V'tanya. Kodem Azman Azeh. The another Brisa says that before this time, meaning before the time of Tisha B'Av, which we think at this point means even B'tov Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, we're going to change that later. But right now, we think before Tisha B'Av itself, there was even during Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, Ha'am Mima'atim B'Iskayem Lisam Litain. So everybody should lessen their business activities. And, okay, some say this is Dafka Masav Matan Shal Simcha, where we had the Dinyan Binyan Shal Simcha, Natir Shal Simcha, but Lamaisa, the halach is, and they themselves come at the end to agree, that any ribui of business is also during that week. Umilivnot, you're not allowed to build something that is nogea, let's say a wedding place for your son, or a first home for a son. Ulintoa, this means the tia shel simcha, according to Tosfos. Umaarsin, avalokonsi. You are allowed to make arson, but you don't make an actual wedding, but you can be makadish and isha. Ve'eno asin su'udat erusin. So you see, okay, you may not be able to make a su'udah for erusin, but you're certainly allowed to be ma'aris, even though it's also to do kibbutz. And you're saying that, well, no, you can't do erusin. It's kal v'chomer. You can even do kibbutz. Says the Gemara, ki tanya hi, what is it referring to? When it says kodem hazman hazeh ma'arsim, it's not referring to the week Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, so that at the time that we're asering kibbutz, we're matering erisin. It means kodem, before the kodem. In other words, it means the week before the week Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. We're over there. It is mutter to do kibbutz. Therefore, it's mutter to be ma'aris. But in the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, just like it's also to be mechabes, it's also to be ma'aris. And therefore, during the Shloshim Yemei Avilut, so she's Asur L'Chaves, so Rabbi Yossi is saying that she also has to wait Shloshim Yom. Again, nothing to do with the 3 months and so on, but she has to wait Shloshim because of Shloshim, not three times Shloshim, but Shloshim Yom because of the Erisin, because of the Din of Avelus. Well, my Rav, even Kodem the Kodem, you're going to tell me the week before the week Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, I can still make a Kal V'Chomer. As follows. Uma b'makom shemutar, she'asur lisav litein, mutar la'areis. If in a place where it's usur to go ahead and to do business, it says everybody that is b'mayin in business. You can't be marb in business. Nonetheless, it says b'feresh, it's mutar to be ma'areis here, it says, right? So if that's the case, so makom shemutar lisav litein during the shloshim of her husband, it's mutar to do business. So ain't a din shemutar la'areis. So why did Rabbi Yossi say it was Aser? Okay, so the Gemara therefore changes its mind. The reason that the Erisin is Aser is over here, and it's not because of the dinim of Shloshim. Here, according to Rabbi Yosef, "Tame the Rabbi Yosef, Kol Hanashim Yitarsu Chutz Min Almana." What he meant was Kol Hanashim Yinasu, except for an Almana Mipnei HaAvelut. So the only problem that we would have is the terms of the evil itself, the Avelut itself. And then, if that's the case, there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda at all in terms of the din of Avelut. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is also noted that Nisun is also because of Avelut. And the only question that they're arguing in is the din of the ones who were Nisuot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Arusot are allowed to have Erisin, and the Nisuin, and the Nisuin can get Erisin. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even the Nisuot are allowed to get Nisuin. The only problem is the Shloshim. Fine. So let her be careful not to be over on the Isurim of Avelut. That's all he's saying. Wait a second, says the Gemara. But what happened to Havchana? You're telling me Rabbi Yossi B'chlal doesn't hold of Havchana? Well, let's say the Rabbi Yossi Lahavchin, we don't need to be Mavchin between the Zera of the first one, the Zera of the second one. And I thought we brought a Raya that HaKadosh Baruch was only Mashon Hashchina and Miuchasim. Says the Gemara, indeed. Let's say, yeah, that's true. You know, it's all very nice, but that's not going to be Machayavas. Okay, so that would mean that at this point we have three opinions, okay? According to the Tanakhama, even an Arusa is Asura Le'ares, is what we said. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Nisua is Mutar Le'ares, and he's not Gozer, the maybe you'll come to do Nisuin. And according now to Rabbi Yossi, even a Nisua can get actual Nisuin, because he doesn't hold the Vavchona. So therefore there's nothing to do with her state Lagabi, the pregnancy. That's one approach, or we could say like this, Ibaitema. Lolam Itle, actually he holds that a woman who was married and might be pregnant has to wait 3 months. And what it should have said in the Mishnah of Emor, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol HaArusot Grushot, not Almanot. So the Nesua, the Arusot, who were Grushot Yinasu, they can get married right away. The only ones who can't are the Arusot, the Almanot, were over there. They may have gotten pregnant the same day. The husband suddenly dropped dead. But over here, if she's already a Grusha, basically, you don't have to worry about their having been sleeping together, because he already, that would have made it into a get yashan. He offers Gemara. Then, if he's agreeing that Nisuot cannot get married, so then we don't have three shitas anymore. Then Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing Rabbi Yehuda is saying. I mean, they're not arguing anymore. So Yochai and Rabbi Yehuda, he also held Arusot Inasu, and there's nothing left basically for them to argue about. There's no reason for us to assume that Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue about the din of Avelus in terms of Nisuin. Everybody agrees that Nisuin is certainly considered to be Simcha and so on. What Rabbi Yehuda was matir before was Dafka. It was Dafka in a case where she was Nisgarsha from Erisin, not from a case of Nisalmana. That was never an issue. Why should we assume that that's an issue between them? So if that's the case, what is the issue between them? I said, well, no, there's a big difference. He could be an Ayu. Machlok should be like this. A Nisua Le'ares. Can a woman who was Nisua and then was divorced, but then she was widowed, can she go ahead now and accept Kedushin? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even the Nisua is Muteret Le'ares right away, and there's no Gzeir of Erisin Machmas Nisuin. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that the Rabbi Yossi Sova, Dafka Anu Arusa was Grusha as Muteret. But a Nisua Asura Le'ares, immediately, because of Gzeir, maybe she'll go get married. And according to this teretz, Rabbi Yossi indeed is being machmer, and he holds you have to be more machmer on Havchana. Is that true, though? Ask the Gemara. The Sover Rabbi Yossi. What are you telling me? Rabbi Yossi holds the Nisua Asura Le'ares? We are Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Anashim Yitarsu. It says Beferish, all women, even Nisuot, all women can go ahead and accept Kedushin. The only case where you have to worry is Chutz Min Almana, and that's only Ripnei HaIbul. It's because we're worried about the Simcha element, and that's only B'toch Shloshim, obviously, not B'toch Shloshim Chadoshim. V'kam HaIbul Shalom, when we're talking about she has to wait Shloshim Yom. V'kulan, all of the woman that are Nisuot, Lo yinasu atshelem shlosha chodashim. So what are you saying? It means that there has to be now havchana. So Rabbi Yossi holds havchana, and nonetheless he's saying that kol anashim, including the nesuvot, yitarsu. No. So your approach is wrong. No, what's your problem from there? What? I'm my kosher. Explain to me what's bothering you. What, the fact that Rabbi Yossi uses the word diktoni, Rabbi Yossi, I'm a kol anashim, is that the point? Kol anashim, meaning even nesuot yisarsu, right? And that's not what we just said, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the nesuot cannot. I understand. Why is the language of the braisa more powerful than the Mishnah? He said the same thing in the Mishnah. You were ready to accept the way we explained it, that it means not nesuot, right? Mi'alima mi'masnisin. It says there, kol anashim yitarsu. And yet we said, ukimna ba'arusot grushot yinasu. Well, we said, he only meant to say, an arusa, not a nesua, but nesuot and didarasu. So over here the bride says, repeating the same language in Mishnah, all of a sudden you bring me a raya. You ask me a kasha. What's the kasha? Well, Kanami, why can't we explain that in the bride as well? Kol arusot girushot yinasu, but certainly not nesuot. So what's your problem? Ella, no, I'll tell you what's bothering. What you must be bothered by is like this. Ella, me sefer. Diktoni v'chulan. The closing over there in the sefer is certainly talking about nesuot. We can't possibly say it's talking about arusot, because we said kol arusot grushot yinasu, and in the sefer it says lo yinasu. Therefore, the sefer's got to be referring to a case of the nesuot, right? So let's read that sefer now, assuming it means nesuot. Okay. Diktani, v'chulan, all nesuot lo yinasu. Ad shilem shlosha chodashim. Now, let's be medayik. Mashmaut is in suvi hudalo. We are not allowing them lo yinasu. Mashma haidruse. If they just want to be makaba kedushin, shaper dami. And there is no gezeir according to Rabbi Yossi to aser erisin ekev nesuin. And you try to explain that no, he's made that. Of course, in that case, that's the gufa. He's being chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. No, but over here it says it was a shaper dami. In which case, not what you said, that this is what differentiates him. Therefore, you got a problem. Omar Rava says, Rava, well, you're going to have to explain the brisa like this. Teretz ve'imahachi. Rabbi Yosef mer kol arusot girushot yinasu. Chutz min almana mipnei ha'ibu. V'kama ibu shela shloshim yom. But nesuot lo yitarsu ad she'elehem shlosha chodashim. The way that we're going to have to force the braita to read is that indeed nesuot are lo yitarsu until they have shlosha chodashim. But enochinami, the way you said it, lo yinasu, would be mashma. They could have erasin. So that has to be changed. It has to say nesuot lo yitarsu. Ask the Gemara, the way you're reading it now, and the way we understand Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi asks on an arusa to get married because of evil for shloshim yom, right? Question is, since when is there a din of avelut on an arusa? We forced you to say the Mishnah is referring to arusa there, okay? In Rabbi Yossi. Problem is, is there a din of evil? Didn't it say Vatani Rebchia Barami Ishto Arusa Lo Onen? He is not an onen on her if she dies. If his wife was only Arusa to him, Velo Mitameila. There's no mitzvah to be metameter. If he's a kohen, he has no right to be metameter. V'chein he lo onenet lo. She also has no chiyuv and has no din of an onenet if he dies, and therefore if she's a bat kohen and so on, there's no isser on her to continue to eat. There's no isser of onion. V'lo mitame lo, she's not mechuyev to be mitame on him, even though obviously there's no isser of tumah on benos aharon. It says, it is mentioning it agav, that's one approach, Rashi says over here, or there's another approach which Rashi says here also before, that there's a special din during the regal, that everybody is muzar be'atuma, and Tosfos learns that way. Einam atami means during the regal. Meita, if an arusa dies, eino yorsha, he's not yoresh what it is that she brought in from be'avua. So there's no din that the husband should be Yorish until she goes to the chuppah, and over here there's no halacha of Yerusha. Meitu, gove k'tuva taf, he dies. So then the Arusa collects a k'tuva if he wrote her, a k'tuva min ha'erusin. So, but in any event, it's clear here that an Arusa is not an Avela. So what's Rav Yossi's problem of waiting Shloshim Yom, according to you, that we're talking about an Arusa? It can't be. Whoops. Says the Gemara, Ella, okay. This last teretz, you're right. The last teretz, we made a mistake. Actually, Rav Yossi asers an Almona to be Ma'ares, and that's because of evil. And Rav Chista's question, that it's a Kal V'chomer to be Mater Erison, if we're Mater Avel Shel Tisha B'Av. Tanoi, the truth is, Rav Yossi holds like the Shita, that asers there too by Tisha B'Av Erison. The Tanya Mi Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yada Ta'anit, Ha'ame Matim, B'skemi L'sem L'itein, M'livnot V'lintoa, M'le'aresu M'lisa. And here, according to this, indeed it's also to have Erison from Rosh Chodesh, even in the Shavua, before the Shavua, Shechal V'Tisha B'Av. V'Shavua, V'Shabbat, V'Shavua, in other words, Shechal Tisha B'Av V'Leot B'Tocha, so then, Asur L'Saber L'Chapes, at that time, it's also even to take a haircut or to wash. V'yashurim Kol HaChodesh, some said this is also Asur from Rosh Chodesh, including even after Tisha B'Av, Asur, so the entire month. Okay, but in any event, the Tana is over here saying that it's Osir to be Ma'aris before Tisha B'Av. He argues on the Brisa before. Rabbi Yossi over here holds like the Daya that it's Osir, therefore he Osir to get Erison during the Yimei Avilut to the Nesua. Baske Voravash, Mimai de la Ares, the Ares Mamash. What makes you think that the Isir in the Brisa, you're looking around over here for a way to explain it, that Erison is Osir? Maybe it means to make a party for Erison. That already is a getter of simcha, but ain't no chinami. Maybe the Erison itself would be mutter. Maybe when it says in the Braita le'ares, it means lemevich sudat erosino. All it's saying is that it's usher to make a sudat erosin, but le'ares itself maybe is mutter without a sudat. In which case there is no Braita, there is no machlokas. And everybody would be mutter, moda, that Erison per se would be mutter. Why are you going all along on the assumption that there's at least this tzad in the Brisa that says that it's Erison per se that's osir? Says the Gemara, if you're trying to tell me that the ihachi, that the point of here is that we're referring to the Isser of making a Seudas Erison, so then that would mean that when it says Milisa, you're going to say that means the same thing over there? Milisa also means that. Milisa also means Nami Lemevet Seudas Nisuin. And that's all that's us is to make a marriage with a meal. But the actual nesuin to go to a chuppah and to have a minion by the chuppah, that's okay. Is that what you're trying to say? Shapir dami? Certainly nesuin is considered to be usher during that time. So there the kavanah of the bright is obviously not to do the nesuin, not to make a meal for the nesuin, in which case, to keep it parallel, you would have to say the same thing by the erison. Right, it means the Erison per se is usher, not to make a meal for the Erison. Well, we kind of understand. What's the comparison? Okay, Ashwar, what kind of comparison? Bishlam and Nisuin below Sodiq a simcha. Nisuin per se is a simcha. So everybody understands when it says Milisa, it means Milisa. You can't take a woman to a chobam. What happier thing could there be? What's enough to mean a meal, not meal? Yes, orchestra, no orchestra. Okay, but Erison without a Suda, what's the simcha by the Erison? I mean, basically nothing's happening. All you're doing is you're locking up a relationship, ultimately to have, a year later maybe, to have a marriage. You're going to call that simcha? So if you make it into a simcha and you have your friends there and an orchestra and you got a meal, fine. That it becomes a simcha, getter of simcha. So any simcha's mareus is a getter of simcha. But certainly not going to take for granted when it comes to Erison that it's the act of Erison as opposed to the Suda's Erison. There's no comparison. And it's still possible to explain it. The meaning of the Brisa is that it's also to make a Seudat Erison, but Erison per se is Mutter, and therefore Rav Ashi's assumptions about its being also La'aretz are not true, because they're all based on a misreading of the Brisa. Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, okay, fine. You can't learn, you're right. You can't learn the Kal V'Chomer from Avelus of Tisha B'Av to the Avelus of the Almona, okay? And that's because shiny avelut chadasham, avelut yishana. I mean, there's still a difference. You can't bring a raya against me because the avelut on the recent death of her husband, betosh shloshim, is a fresh wound. But shenken the avelut of Tisha B'Av, people have a little bit gotten used to after 2,000 years. So memela over there, it's mutar la'ares when it comes to Tisha B'Av. But when it comes to liaris and during an almona's avelus, they're nichinami. There it would be also shine avelus the rabin, the avelus the yochid. Also a big difference between an avelus that everyone is participating in. So there's elements of a shared nechama because it's a tzaras rabin. You don't feel so completely devastated on a personal level from an avelus of a yochid, which is going to be more chomer. And so memela, we cannot compare the two cases. Tanya's Rav Ashi.